I'd just like to share a little story in the Old Testament that I enjoyed about a piece of furniture in the Ark, in the temple, the Ark in 1 Chronicles. First Chronicles chapter 13. I just had two little things that I enjoyed in this chapter. Maybe if you don't mind, I'd like to read it. And 1 Chronicles chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you, and that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. And so David gathered all Israel together from Shihor of Egypt even unto the entering of Hamath to bring the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim. And David went up and all Israel to Bela, that is to Kirjath-Jearim, which belongeth to Judah, to bring up thence the ark of God, the Lord that dwelleth between the cherubims, whose name is called on it. And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came onto the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him because he put his hand to the ark. And there he died before God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, wherefore that place is called Perazzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? And so David brought not the ark home to himself to the city of David, but he carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. I just enjoyed reading in 1 Chronicles and the Kings during the summer. And this portion touched my heart a few weeks ago. It starts our chapter, it says, David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. The one that's standing here is probably guilty of not consulting with people sometimes. And you know, the Lord tells us that there's in Proverbs about the wisdom of counselors. And so, you know, it's a wonderful privilege that we have parents, or we have fathers, spiritual fathers in our assembly that we can go to and we can consult. But here we have King David, and you might say, what a wonderful thing he did. He consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. And it would seem everybody thought that this was a wonderful thing to do, to bring the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem. And there was one problem, though. We don't read that they consulted with the Lord. And this afternoon, my thought was with some of you who are young people, who are entering the workforce. perhaps are thinking of being married or are married, are going off to school and leaving home. And a few years ago, a young lady that I love left our home. And it was a difficult thing for Mom and Dad to see her go down the road to school. Because she was a cheer and a blessing in our home. And you know, we enjoyed some phone calls from her. And we got a few phone calls where she inquired what maybe Mom or Dad thought about something. And I was exercised before the Lord to speak to her, because although we valued that input into her life, we had a desire that she would look to the Lord and consult with her Lord and Savior, and that she would read this blessed book and not be dependent on what her mother or her father felt she should do. And so this afternoon, in reading this little portion, one of my thoughts was to encourage you not to neglect our older brethren, not to neglect Mom or Dad. What a wonderful thing that we can share our life with our parents and with our close friends, with our brethren. But the result of David bringing up this ark, the ark of God, from Kirjath-Jearim, resulted in the death of someone. Excuse me. You know, sometimes the Lord lays certain things on our hearts to do. And I would say that in the same light, isn't it good if we consult with Him? Sometimes we're guilty of considering something, and the Lord lays it on our heart, and you know, we go to brother so and so, and we speak to them, and sisters so and so, and we'd like to get a good vibe on it. But you know, we should consult the Lord and trust in Him. I was encouraged. You know, our last year, our daughter took a little room not far from the university she stayed in. And we'd prayed much about a spot for her to stay in. And I hope she'll bear with me with this. And she'd prayed a lot about this, and the Lord directed her to a little spot about 10 minutes from the university where she could walk in. And she visited it, and she came back and told us, and, oh, I thought, you know, I'd kind of hoped that she'd have a little spot to stay in with a mom and a dad that loved the Lord and that could watch over her. And we hesitated, and we waited, and we waited, and 2 weeks went by, and 3 weeks went by. And the time was close approaching that she had to have a spot to stay in. And she was much before the Lord about this, and one night, and she prayed about it. And the Lord brought before her the little story about Elijah. And you know, she came down the next morning, she said, you know, Dad, the Lord provided a bed for Elijah, a stool, and a table, a little light. She said, you know, I believe the Lord has provided that for me in this little room. And you know, that wasn't my first choice, but I believe that the Lord opened up that little room for her. And I just mentioned that story, young people, old people. Look to the Lord. We're told in the book of Proverbs, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Just one other little thing in the end of our story. I'll read from verse 11. And David was displeased because the Lord made a breach upon Uzzah. Wherefore that place is called Perazah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? And so he brought not the ark of home to himself in the city of David, but carried aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. You know, the Spirit of God tells us the name of the man that this ark rested in for 3 months. And there are some here who in their assembly probably on Lord's Day morning gather in their home to remember our Lord Jesus Christ. And I've been privileged to stop in the home of our brother and sister Ralph and Janie Pilkington and to remember the Lord there. And we did a number of years ago when my cousin was married, and just this last February we were privileged to stop there again on the way back from St. Thomas. And it was a joy to see the number who were gathered around there in that home. And the Lord had blessed that little assembly with a number who were gathered there. And it was an encouragement to us. But I just, I thought of this in relation to those of you who are leaving home and setting up a little apartment, a little room for college. We read that the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom because he cared for the ark, that testimony of God. And what a wonderful thing if in our college life, in our work life, in our married life, if our neighbors, if our friends would look at our little home or apartment or dwelling place and say, that place is a testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're told in the epistles that I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth. And you know, it's a joy to my heart as a father and to my wife as a mother when we see any desire in our children to honor our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord blessed, we read here that the Lord blessed Obed-Edom because of his care for that testimony. And the Lord Jesus will bless your life if you seek to honor him. And I just, in reading this portion, my thought was to take the liberty to encourage you to have your dwelling place, whether it's just a little room in the wall, or whether you're sharing an apartment with a friend, whether you're setting up a home as husband and wife, to read the precious Word of God and to honor him. I'd like to turn over in 1 Chronicles, just a couple chapters in closing. Chapter 26. I'll just read verse 1. Concerning the divisions of the porters in verse 4, moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shimei, the firstborn, Jehoazab, the second, Johah, the third, Sachar, the fourth, Nathaniel, the fifth, Emil, the sixth, Issachar, the seventh, Peluah, the eighth, for God blessed him. Also unto Shimei his sons were sons born that ruled throughout the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shimei, Othni, and Raphael, and Obed, and Elizab, whose brethren were strong men, Elihu, and Semechah, pardon the pronunciation. All these of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men for strength for the service, were 62 of Obed-Edom. In verse 15, we read that Obed-Edom's portion was to Obed-Edom southward and to his sons, the house of Asaphim, or the house of gatherings. The Lord honored the care that Obed-Edom gave to that Ark of the Testimony in his home. And I don't think it's an accident that the Lord Jesus wrote in his word who Obed-Edom's name was. And so he blessed him with a number of sons. We're not told how many daughters. But they went on and honored the Lord Jesus. And they had a place mentioned here in the scripture as porters. And so I read this little portion. I trust it would be an encouragement for those who are starting out in work, in school, away from home, to inquire of the Lord. Don't just lean on mom and dad. We're thankful for that. But search the scriptures and to consult with the Lord Jesus, the one who knows the end from the beginning. And then that we might honor him in that little spot that the Lord has given us. And the Lord will bless us for us, just as he did for Obed-Edom.
Teach us more of thy blessed grace, the Holy Oh,
Father, think of that scripture. It says they saw no man save Jesus only. We think of Mary too at the sepulcher, who uttered the words to the person that she assumed to be the gardener. Sir, if thou hast borne him hence away, tell me where thou hast laid him. She supposed that everyone knew of the one that was on her heart and the one that she was thinking of. She uttered not thy name, Lord Jesus, but again assumed that all would know who she was occupied with. And so, our loving God and Father, we think of those things that would cause us to perhaps turn us aside and to cause our faces and eyes to look elsewhere, but draw us closer to thee, as we sometimes sing, draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. So we would just thank thee this afternoon for the ministry that has been before us. Think of the practical ministry concerning our bodies being that temple. We would think of that encouraging verse in Matthew's Gospel, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. How often we fail to learn of thee and of thy blessed ways. And, blessed Savior, it is our desire to be again directed to thee. And two, we just thank thee for the blessing that entered into the house of Obed-Edom as a result of having the very real privilege of having the ark abide with them for that period of 3 months. So we just thank thee again for the practical admonitions and exhortation brought before us. And again, we just thank thee for the Lord Jesus, that perfect example, that one that we can look to in every hour of need. We just give thee thanks in our Savior's most worthy and precious name. Amen.